Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now studying Masechet Nidah, and we're looking at Mishnah Hey of the third Perek. We're on Daf Chaf Chet Amud Aleph, and here we're going to deal with issues of gender specificity. I almost said that. Hamapala Tumtum Androgynos. If a woman has a hapala, and it's either a tumtum, meaning there are no primary genitals, or androgynos, there are both. Teshev lezachar l'nekeva. She simply practices both. Now, it's not a tumtum and an androgynos, it's either one. Tumtum v'zachar, but if it's a tumtum plus another one that's a male, androgynos v'zachar, teshev lezachar l'nekeva. She still has to keep both. In other words, we are suggesting that the androgynos, or the tumtum, may be an akeva, may be a zachar. So if it's along with zachar, she observes both. Tumtum and a keva, androgynous and a keva here, teshev and a keva vad. We don't put in the chashash of zachar. We'll have to see why. Now, second thing is, nothing to do with that gender issue. Yatza mechutach o misuras. If it came out in pieces or it came out breech. Mishiatza rubo harehu kilod. The minute that a majority is out, that's called born, and all the tumat leida and everything kicks in from that point. Yatza kedarko, if it came out normally, meaning head first and in one piece, Ad sheitzei rov rosho. The minute that a majority of the head is out, that's birth. Ezer rov rosho. How do we define that? Sheitzei padachto. The forehead comes out. We'll see several other opinions in a brighter that we'll see at the end of this piece. Okay, the first question is, Hashta tumtum lechudei androgynous lechudei amar teisha lezachal nekeva. In the first clause in the Mishnah, we said that if it's only an androgynous or a tumtum, she has to observe both. Both, of course, means 14 days of Tumah and another 26 days of Tahara, of Dam Tohar, until she's finished. The 40 brings the Korban after day 80. So then, Tumtum Zachar, Androgynous Zachar Ibaya, so do you have to tell me that if it's a Zachar and a Tumtum, she has to do both? The answer is, it's Tarich. Again, we've had this before. Since we have this Drasha from Yitzchak on the opening line of Tazriya, Shek Tazriya Yalda Zachar, it says that if the woman is Mazriya first, whatever that may mean, it's going to be a boy. And if the man is Mazriya first, then she will have a nekeva. Then Eimami, the high zachar, since there's one that we don't know what it is, and one is a male, Hainami zachar. So the other one must also be a male, because we assume that whatever happened in coitus happened for both twins, the same event, the same sequence. Kamash Malan, Emashtem Yisrael Batachat. I raise the possibility that whatever it is that Hazra'ah is happened simultaneously on the man's part and on the woman's part. And therefore, Zuzachar Zenekeva. One of them is a Zachar, one is a Nekeva, and therefore she has to observe both. Megamli Nachman Amarav. Nachman Amarav. Tumtum Androgynos, Shira'u Lov and Wa'odem. We go now back to the issue of the status of a Tumtum and Androgynos. Let's say you have one of them and they saw either white, meaning ziva, or they saw red, meaning blood. Ein chayv nabit mikdash. If they go into the mikdash, they're not chayv to bring a korban for violating biat mikdash b'tuma. Ve'insof v'lemet ha'truma. If they touch truma, they have contact with truma, we don't burn the truma, it's not vaday tameh. Now, ra'ulov and ve'odem ke'achad. Let's say they saw both the ziva and dam. Then in chayv nabi at mikdash, there's still not chayv coming to the mikdash. Also, finally, it's a truma. We do burn truma that they touch, meaning we regard it tamei vadai. Well, if we regard it tamei vadai, then why don't we say the chayav a korban on biat mikdash? Let's see why. Shenemar mizachar an nekeva. The context of that is in the mitzvah of shiluach tveim, the mitzvah to send tveim out of the area of the mikdash, out of the precincts. And that says mizachar v'an nekeva, and that becomes the core for the issue of tumat mikdash. So therefore we interpreted zachar v'adai nekeva v'adait. Only a certain male or a certain female is obligated to be sent out. Hence, only a certain male or a certain female will be liable for violating that. V'otumtum androgynos. So lei masaya lei, perhaps this supports that idea also. Tumtum androgynos shrau loven o of them, if they saw either red or white. They saw them together. Exactly like Rav's ruling. My Tama isn't the reason for that, because they were not given the reason. Lab Mishum Shenemar Mizachar Ad Nekeva, the same reason. Chalechu Zachar Ad Nekeva Vadeid. Amra'ula lo, the reason there is something different. Hamani Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbi Eliezer. Detnan, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Hasheretz, in the context of Tumat Mikdash, it says, V'ne'alami menu. If he touches, let's say, a sheretz, and he forgets about it, meaning, Al-Helam sheretz u'chayav, v'ne'chayav al-Helam Mikdash. He's only chayav if he forgets that he was Tamei Tumat Sheretz, but he's not chayav if he forgot where the Mikdash precinct boundaries were. Rabbi Kiva, his student, agrees that he's not chayav if he forgot where the Mikdash is, only if he forgot about the fact that he was tamei. I mean, he knew he was tamei and forgot where the precincts of the Mikdash are and walked in there. Not chayav, this korban. So now, Rabbi Kiva seems to say the same thing as Rabbi Eliezer, my benayu. We saw this in Shulot, that the difference between them is whether is the issue of the specific tumah. Because he picks up off the word sheretz, he says you have to have known exactly what your tumah was and then forgotten it. Rabbi Kiva says no, as long as you knew you were tameh. Therefore, we're going to argue that the androgynos and the tumtum who saw both white and red, according to Rabbi Eliezer, they're not tamei, meaning they're not chayev for biat mikdash, because there's a particular component of biat mikdash which requires you to know what kind of tumah you had. Are you a nida? Are you a zava? Are you a zav? And Rabbi Kiva says, as long as you know you were tamei and then you forgot you were tamei, that's good enough that you'd be chayev. So lav amar Rabbi Eliezer hatam ba'inu diyada iba sheretzit mi'ivin avelit mi'achanam ba'inu diyada iba lo benit mi'ivin yodamit mi'it, as I just said. Avala bekiva dar mishum tumah mi'chayev. So the achanam mishum tumah mi'chayev. So Rabbi Kiva says that yichayev in that case. So therefore, he say, in other words, in the case where it was a regular person who knew they were tameh and then forgot they were tameh, even though they never knew why they were tameh, they knew they touched something and said, well, there was a sheretz there and an avera there, and you touched one of them, so you're tameh. Mimon of shach. So according to Rabbi Kiva, who says in that case yichayev, in our case you'd be chayev too. Okay, and therefore it's not an issue of shiluach tveim. For Rav, so now why does, going back to Rav's split decision, Maishna biat mikdash delo, why does he say that when it comes to biat mikdash and achayav, his reason is, dichtiv zachar dekivat tishalechu. His reason is not relying on Rabbi Eliezer, but rather on the notion that shiluach tveim only applies to zachar adayna kivat adid lo tum to androgynos. But yachi truma nami lo nisrof, but then truma should not be burned. Dichtiv hazav et zovo zachar adayna kivat. At the very end of Parsha Metzora, it defines the tveim as male and female, and those are the ones who are matame truma, as an example. Zachar v'adayin nekevav adayin v'otum to an organos. Why don't we say the same thing? The answer is Zahumi b'ayil lechor Rabbi Yitzchak. That phrase, lazachar v'adayin nekevav, is needed for a whole different drasha, which is lazachar rabota mitzorah l'ma'ayinotav l'nekevav rabota mitzorah l'ma'ayinotav, something we're going to see developed a little bit later on. He says, why does it say lazachar? To tell you that if there is a mitzora who has, let's say, who spits or urinates, that's also metame, just like a zav. And the keva, the same thing with mitzorat. And that could also refer to the dam, possibly dam, even dam tohar of mitzorat, and it might even refer to the shechat zera of a mitzorat. So, hainam bayalev, mishesh lo tahara b'mikvah. Wait a second. We needed, the original one, La Zachar V'Lana Keva, which you said, established it as only Zachar V'Adai, the Keva V'Adik, not Tum Tum Drogonos, the Mitzvah V'Shiloch Tveim, we needed that for, when the Torah says that you have to send a Zachar and the Keva out, it's not going to tell you only certain male and certain female, not Tum Tum Drogonos. It's needed for another drasha, which is to say the only things that need to leave are things that could be Tara B'mikvah, like a Zachar and a Keva. Partly Kli Cheres, so therefore a Kli Cheres that's Tameh doesn't have to be taken out of the Mikdash. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. So Im Kein Yotam Achon Adam. The answer is, if that's all the Torah wanted to teach us, it didn't have to say Zachar and a Keva, it could have just said Adam. So and if you could argue that if it only said Adam, I would have made the error of thinking that metalware doesn't have to go out if it's Tameh. That I already know from the phrase Kol Tameh Lanefesh. Kol Isha Sheyat Saruah Uzav O Tameh Lanefesh has to go up. So from that I already learned klei matchot. Therefore, zachar nekeval amali. What's it there for? L'cherav to teach you zachar v'adai nekeval v'adait, and not tum tum androgynos, and therefore they're not chayv abit mikdash, even when they see both loven and odem. Let's flip it around and say maybe that entire pasuk is only coming for Rav and not for Mishir Shtotar B'mikvah. So why does it mean Zachar Ad Nekeva to Shalechu? Ad Kol Devar Shesh Totar B'mikvah. The Ad is there to include anything that has Tar B'mikvah, that's included, and Zachar Nekeva is there to tell you, as per Rav, that only a Zachar and Nekeva Vada'it. Yachi! So therefore you come up with kind of a bizarre thing. If you have an androgynos who touched a sheretz, maybe he can go to the mikdash too, because he's excluded from the parsha. So the answer is not so quick. Amar kra mi zachar, meaning tum'a porshim an zachar. And the kiva is tum'a porshim an kiva, meaning it has to be that androgynos and tumtum are not chayim shiluach when the tuma that they have is tuma that's related to their gender and gender issues. But not some other tumor like tumat mate. Every time the Torah specifies Zachar and Nekevah separately, it knocks out Tumtum and Androgynos. And we last saw this in Arachin. Dichtiv Hazachar, Erkecha Hazachar, 50 shekel. V'tanya Hazachar v'lo Tumtum Androgynos. It's saying specifically a real Zachar and not a Tumtum and Androgynos. I might think that a tumtum androgynos at least should be the object of erech isha, the lower amount. Talmud Omar zachar ve'im nekeva, meaning zachar v'adai nekeva v'adit v'lo tumtum androgynos. Now their tumtum androgynos get knocked out. So if you point to a tumtum and say erkoala, you've said nothing. But notice Talmud echtiv hazachar v'im nekeva, because they added the hey and the ve'im. But without that, ha mi zachar nekeva, we just said zachar nekeva, or mi zachar nekeva, lo mimait. We wouldn't say it has to be a zachar and nekeva vadeit. It could be tum tum androgynos. We needed the extra letter and the extra word to knock them out. Answer is, ha'humi ba'ilei, l'chalek ben erachish l'erachisha. In the context of arachin, we do need the phrase zachar and nekeva in order to tell us that a zachar and nekeva have different amounts. That's essential to the parsha. Okay, back to the Mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah was Yatsa Mechutach O Mesoras. If the Vlad came out, or the Nephil came out, cut up or backwards, then she's only considered a Yoledet when a majority is out. I'm Rav Elazar, Filo Aroshi Mahen. So Rav Elazar ben Pedat says, even if it's cut up and the head is among them, meaning it's one of the pieces. Yochamar lo shana lo shena Roshi Mahen. He said, no, this is only if the head's not with them. Although Roshi Mahen, then Areu Ki Yilud. Let's say it's cut up, and one of the first things to come out is the head, then she's immediately considered a Yoledet, because the head came out. So, Lemur Shmuel, can we palgi maybe? They're disagreeing about whether to accept Shmuel's ruling. Damar Shmuel, in a Rosh Poter ben Nephalim. The head plays no special role when it comes to Nephalim, because if somebody has a Nephil, then when the head comes out, it's not considered a Yoledet, a majority has to be out. Now, Bishalem de Kuliamalo Pligi, if the, and we're rejecting this now, if the Vlad is entire, it's a Nephil, but it's entire, then everybody agrees that once the head comes out, that's it. Ki Pligi Mechutach. Rabbi Yochanan and Belazar only disagree about if the body's cut up. Tomarsar Bishalem Huda Kachashiv, the head only has significance when it's attached to the rest. Chutach lo Kachashiv, if it's disconnected, no. Marsar Mechutach na Michashiv. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if it's cut off, the head is still the head. Okay, and then we have another version of this, which is in parentheses and Petzedek, so we're going to continue on. Ika dematni la lahashmata apenafsha. Some people learn this discussion between Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar not as a comment on our Mishnah, but rather as an independent discussion. Rabbi Elazar ain arosh kerov evarim. The head is not like most evarim, meaning the head coming out isn't considered as if rov came out. And therefore, it's like just another part of the body. You need majority. No, the head counts like rov. V'pal give it a Shmuel, and they disagree whether to accept Shmuel. Okay. Tonight, Yatzah Mechutach HaMusaras. Let's test this. Mishi Yatzah Rubari Kri Yilod. The minute a majority came out, then it's like it's born. Midikah Musaras Mechal Mechutach Ketik. No. So Musaras means that it's backwards, but it's entire. Mashma, that if it's cut up, then it can only be if it's coming out in the right direction. Because it's already Mesuras anyway, so Mechutach must be if it's coming out in the right direction. Head first. V'ka'amar Mishiyat Sarubar is a Kilod. So even if it's coming out in the right direction, the head coming out doesn't say anything if it's cut up. So Kash Rabbi Yochanan, this challenge Rabbi Yochanan, Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, Eime Yatzah Mechutach Umesoras. So don't read that clause of the Mishnah as being about two separate cases, but rather about one. If it's cut up and coming up breech, then since the head's not going to be there for a while, it's a majority. Vaha Oktani, but it didn't say Mechutach Umesoras, it said Omesoras, meaning it's a disjunct, two separate cases. So Hachikam Yatzah Mechutach Oshalem. So we have to now fill in the blanks. If it came out cut up or entire, b'zevazem asuras, in any case, breach, mishatzar bar is a key load. Then you need rov, because rov will be before the head. Okay. I'm a papa ketanar. Rav Papa says this is a machloka tanaim. Yeah, the machloka rov was in Riochan and parents of machloka tanaim. Yatzar mechutach asuras mishatzar bar ehu key load. Yosem mishatzar kitik. No. Now there's a very bizarre phrasing. Tanakama says if it comes out cut up or breach, then it means a majority. Rabbi Yossi says, when it comes out in the right order. What do you mean the right order? It's in the right way. Maika Amar, our Papa Yachikamar, this is Papa Yachikamar, this is what he meant. Yatzah mechutach umesuras. If it came out cut up or backwards, Mishiyatzah rubar eki lod. When a majority comes out, it's like it's born. Hakitik no, mashma that if it comes out in the right direction, harosh poter. Alright, that we got. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishiyatzah rubo kitik no. Meaning even when it's in the right order, the head doesn't count. Which means he accepts Shmuel, and the Rosh doesn't play any sort of special role if it's an FL. So you're telling me that when it's in the right direction, you need a Rov, so when it's in the wrong direction, even Rov doesn't work? We hold Bechola to Kula. Rov is like the whole thing. So what are you going to tell me, that with Misuras you need the entire thing to come out to be a Yoledet? He has to refix this. Yatzah mechutach umesuras. Again, he's going to go back to the idea that it's one thing. If it comes out in the right direction, then the head is enough. He disagrees and he says, Rov will always work, but the only time the head alone will work is if it comes out in the right order and it's alive. And we have Brighter where he explicitly says the Chayim. What's that? When a majority of the head comes out. And now, as I mentioned in the Mishnah, we have three opinions. What is majority? When the temples of his head come out. When his forehead comes out. When you see sort of the top of his head come out. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up in the next Mishnah. Mishnah Vav in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.